My dear brethren, these past few days, I have taken a stroll down memory lane. I went back 47 years ago in my memory to this sacred building, where as a deacon, members of my quorum and I myself rode the bus from Midvale to attend General Conference. In those days, during the war years of World War II, we could arrive here at 10 minutes to the hour and still have a seat. And I remember the feelings that we had in those years as the brethren didn't enter the pulpit area here from the rear, but they would walk up the aisles. And I recall that one Sunday as we stood outside, a big, tall brother entered through the little gate on the east of the Temple Square. It was President George Albert Smith, then serving as president of the Quorum of the Twelve. He walked up to us and visited with us, patted us on the shoulder. I had never forgotten the feelings I had when an apostle of the Lord took the time to talk to four deacons in from the farm. Over those intervening years, as I took that stroll down memory lane, I enumerated the many miracles, miracles that have occurred in my life and that I have witnessed. And my thoughts go in gratitude to that loving Father, the Father of us all, who stands with arms outstretched, cheering us on, begging us to come home, and his beloved Son and our Savior. And I think of all those choice souls. My mother, who at 81 still is a pace setter in our family as she sets the way for her children to follow. Of teachers, advisors, of many dear associates over those many years. And as Alma of old declared, and it's more apparent to me now than ever, that the word of the Lord and the preaching of his word has a greater tendency to lead the people to do that which is just. Yea, it has a more powerful effect than even the sword or anything else. And this I have seen in the lives of those choice missionaries that I've had the privilege the past almost 3 years to serve with. Additional sons and daughters added to our family circle. Sons and daughters that Sister Cutler and I love with all our hearts. And the miracle that happens over and over again as the word of the Lord is taught to his children and those of his flock hear his voice and have a change of heart and come unto him. The gospel of Jesus Christ is true. It's the greatest joy, the only pure joy that we have in this life as we embrace it and all things that we hold dear, families, loved ones, all else is wrapped in that great package of love from a Father who loves us on high. I conclude with a testimony I heard this past week from three recent converts who bore their testimonies with tears in their eyes. The knowledge they've gained in just a few short months that Heavenly Father does live and he cares, and that Jesus is the Christ. And yes, that they have a roadmap and a pattern to follow, and it's contained even in the Book of Mormon, that blueprint to bring them safely home. And that Joseph Smith is the prophet of this dispensation. And today, standing as a mouthpiece of the Lord, is President Ezra Taft Benson. I join with them in this testimony for for I know it with all my heart, because of the life and the blessings that I've been granted. And I bear you this testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.